Tax season has arrived, and doing taxes without the right help can feel overwhelming. Intuit TurboTax is here now to guide you through it with confidence. Match with a TurboTax full-service expert who handles everything for you from start to finish. Your dedicated expert checks every single deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And the best part? You'll see real-time updates on your expert's progress right on your phone while you live your life. Plus, you get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Full Service Experts. Real-time updates only on iOS mobile app.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Boto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
We've been following this case for you over the last couple of weeks, kind of in the recap mode of it, if you're just starting to hear about it, because it kind of came and went somewhat quickly. But we have the full trial audio for you up here on the podcast feed. We even have a separate podcast that focuses solely on the audio from the courtroom and our commentaries and our interviews. You can find that. It's Nightmare in Wisconsin. It is Nightmare Wisconsin, the Taylor Shabusiness trial. We are going to talk about this. Me and Carol, we have not had a chance to discuss this one. She's was found guilty of first-degree intentional homicide, third-degree sexual assault, mutilating a corpse after a three-day trial in Green Bay. She confessed to strangling Shad Thyron during rough sex and later dismembering his body. The court moves to the next phase now to determine if Shaw Business is mentally fit. And as of the time of this recording, that has not been determined. But by the time this airs, that may have already been determined. But we're going to talk about it from the perspective of what the case is all about. Have you gone through? Have you read the whole story? Have you absorbed the horror that is Taylor Shaw Business?
Yes. And horror is right. Like, this is the most, well, and it's so horrific and sad. And the fact that his poor mother found some of his remains.
Yeah. She found some of his remains, including his head and his penis in a bucket. And it happened in Wisconsin.
I can't wrap my brain around that.
I know. Well, this is, I mean, if you watched any of the trial and you watched her mental state, I do not think she's there. I think she is she's reacting to shit that's not even being said. She seems very confused constantly. Like, why am I here? Like, what is this? Why would you say that? And then she makes really weird gestures at things. This is someone, you know, who should be in a padded room for all
and
intents
she's
and purposes.
The one who attacked her, was it the lawyer?
She attacked her attorney. Yeah. Early on, she attacked the attorney.
Former attorney.
No, it's the same attorney.
Same one?
Yeah. Yeah. She attacked him in the courtroom early on in a hearing. It's really kind of over nothing. It was the end of the hearing. The judge and the attorneys were setting a date for the next hearing. And all of a sudden she just launches out and attacks him. This is, if you ever look at a case and go, is there something else going on? Is this just like a really brain damaged person from all the drugs that she did along with mental illness and whatever else is going on with her? She has a history of mental illness. She has a history of psychiatric and mental health problems. And then you mix drugs into it, like a lot of meth. This is what you get. This is at the end of the day, she's basically a zombie is really, I think, the nicer way of putting it. You know, you could call her a demon, you can call it your evil, and she is. But I think she's much more of a zombie than anything else, where she's simply reacting in ways that are so primal and so nonsensical that this is what you ended up getting, is this horror of a woman.
Because one might say, well, she's doing that for the court because she wants to be deemed mentally unstable. But, and I would not advise anyone to listen to any of it because it's horrific. But when she was interviewed, interrogated by the police after the murder, she was saying crazy things then.
Yeah.
I mean, and look at the crime she committed. This is someone who's not right.
Yeah.
And, you know, so what she did to him, it was like, you know, well, I started strangling him and then I was just kind of into it.
Yeah. And then she has sex with the corpse.
And they said, like, basically she cut him up and like, I can't even, like, just what she did to him is just so horrific that she's, and I want to get my brain around this because she's in the basement of his mom's house. His mom's upstairs. Mm-hmm. Over the course of some of this happening,
yeah,
I'm assuming she left and went to work or something like that. She said at one point she opened the door and put the cat in the basement while she's doing this. Like, so the poor mother doesn't even know what's going on, just thinks her son's in the basement, or maybe she doesn't even realize he had come home. I don't know.
The boyfriend's body was described as eviscerated with organs removed. I mean, it just the thought of, like, and she apparently took them out kind of one by one.
And did weird things like cut the foot off and put it into his chest cavity.
Yeah, it's very evil.
Deliberate,
yeah. Demonic. I don't know. I said this the other day, and I'm not going all woo-woo on this, and I really don't believe that this is the case. But if you ever watch somebody in a trial and you hear about what they did and the way that she's reacting to things, you'd be hard-pressed to not look at her and go, I wonder if she's possessed.
I get that.
I mean, if tables started levitating in that courtroom, I honestly wouldn't have been that surprised. I'd have been like, oh, I guess she is. But obviously that didn't happen. She's extremely mentally sick and ill and an evil human being. And that's what you're dealing with. But this is evil incarnate. This is an example of an evil human being in the flesh that continued to have the absolute worst in humanity continually brought out in her through a lot of drug use.
And I have a question for you, because you're from Wisconsin, so maybe you know how the criminal system works. But it seems to me like they would have deemed her mentally fit or unfit before the trial, but they did. So why are they doing this secondary thing, this next phase that determines if she's mentally fit to go to jail, or is that they put her into a mental facility?
I think that's where it's going. The reason for it is because she pled not guilty by reason of insanity. She was found guilty. Now I think they're trying to gauge, well, just how insane are you or were you? And they're going into details on that because ultimately it will affect sentencing on where and what she ends up getting.
pretty freaking crazy, if you ask me, because like none of the crime makes any sense. It was almost like she's getting off on it, but she's still absolutely, you know, she was high as a kite, I'm assuming, when they started having sex. And then, you know, she's mentally unstable. It's like this perfect storm of all this horrificness. And she appears to be possessed. It's like one person. And like, I don't, there's nothing more that could be wrong with this woman.
And by the way, she's married and has a kid.
No.
Yes.
She does?
She does. The child, I've learned, is in the custody of grandparents in Texas. And the husband is in Brown County Jail on other charges. But yesterday on Murder in the Morning, or not yet, when this airs, it would have been a couple days ago. It would have been on the 27th is when it would have aired. So if you want to go back and look at an episode of Murder in the Morning with Stacey and myself, we went through his Facebook page. And he wrote letters to her and then statements about her. And he's very proud of his name, Shabusiness, which it's not. His name is Shabro, and he legally changed it to Shabusiness. I think he thought it was
so
more...
So that explains that weird last name, because I was like, where did this name even come from?
A meth addict made it up. A meth addict thought, I'm going to do this. And he has a very grandiose way of speaking of himself, about his empire, about... I mean, you can. I mean, he fits the profile so well of a narcissist, and probably sociopath. But he's very, very much, oh, the world doesn't see you for who you are, and this is not you, and it's not your fault. And but I mean, it's just, it's insane. And he keeps using the word "sha" in things. He'll put it in front of other words because it's like not charite, or it's. God. It's insane. It's fucking insane.
My God, I hope that little girl's grandparents are stable, and I hope she gets some help, because that's a lot to deal with, hearing what your mother did.
It's a one-year-old child, so all one can do and hope and pray is that those grandparents pretend that the mom and dad never ever existed.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts, and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member, exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Pepsi Prebiotic Cola in original and cherry vanilla. That Pepsi taste you love, with no artificial sweeteners, only 30 calories, just 5 grams of sugar, and 3 grams of prebiotic fiber. That great Pepsi taste with even more to love. Pepsi Prebiotic Cola. Unbelievably Pepsi.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.